This is a story that I'm still continuing on, Manolito's story. Bob Manolito, he's still living near Tohatchee. His father is the one that is standing in Gallup, New Mexico. His father has a statue in Gallup. So he is still on the record telling us how his father used to be in the early days of his time. So I was on the record of my father and the great Arisa. Here, the time in Fort Summers. Jesus Arisa was then in the bunch of their Navajo people. And people talk about the Navajo people in the camp of Fort Summers gathered up mostly every other day, talking about how they could go back to their own homeland. And one day they decided to talk to the general about it. So the first man that went it and talked to the general was a man named by Baracito. He was one of the leader of the Navajo tribe. So he was the first one to be sent over there to see what he could tell his people, what they think. So one morning he went over there and talked to the general about going back to his homeland. Here, the first thing the general says that you have been a very good behavior for 3 years, and I will think it over yet, but the government says that you should be transferred to Oklahoma. But the people find out that they were going to be moved on to Oklahoma, but they didn't like Oklahoma. Baracito came back from the office of the general and he gathered his people again. He told them that what the general thinks and what the general says, that we are not going to be sent back to the Navajo Reservation, to our homeland. We was going to be sent to Oklahoma. And they didn't like it. So They talk about it again. Mr. Jesus of Risa was during the interpretation between the government and the Navajo. Here, the Navajos discuss about all problem. There must be a way that the government can send us back to our homeland. So they keep on talking for at least about 2 weeks or a little over. Mr. Barlesito was being sent to the general back and forth every time the meeting was made. This was the way they've been doing it for about a little better than 3 weeks. And the general says he is going to write to Washington and see what he could find out from Washington. In these days, there were no fast telegrams or telephone. You just have to write letter. And they had mail carriers that could take days to reach Washington. This was the way thing was going on. And the message took about a month to come back. And they found out that it was up to the general what he decided would be the best thing to be done. This was the way the letter came back. The government says it is best either way. Send them to Oklahoma or send them back to their homeland. But most of the talk was the homeland would be much better than sending them to Oklahoma. If we do send them to Oklahoma, they will get worse. So it is best for the government to send the Navajos back to their own country, because they know the country themselves, where to go. But the general kept this in mind. He wants them to make him think that, to bag them and teach him that they will never do anything wrong again when they get back home. So he just told him that the government wants them to be sent them to Oklahoma. For 4 days, the leader was talking with the general at Fort Summers. There were a lot of questions and words that has been put into the Navajo people. They should behave more better than they are at Fort Summers. This is the only way you can be sent back to your own homeland. If you don't, there will be more blue coats and red coats to gather you up. This time, we will go right straight to Oklahoma, not to Fort Summers. This is the way the General Sherman has said to the Navajo people. So the Navajo people thought that they don't want to leave their home country land because they've been born there and they love their country. So they told the general that he shall never hear about them of going wrong again. They shall keep their promise, what they said to the general, that there will be no more fighting, no more stealing. They shall keep the promise all along. The general told him that education is a better way for the Navajo people. We shall put up schools in the Navajo reservation. I want for every child that is born from today on to be sent to school. There they can learn more better way of living and behavior. This is all being brought to the Navajo people. They shall never steal anymore, and they shall never kill any more people. They shall send their children to school. There will be school, boarding school, be set up and through the Navajo territory. So this was what happened then. And they started back. The agreement was made in May 1968. And then that night of agreement, the Navajo people had never did sleep at all. They had been having a big powwow all night long. Happy, so happy that they don't even know what to do with themselves. And then the next morning, they were set to go. Wagons, bull teams were on. In these days, the Navajo says that the old wooden wagon wheel was the only one that was known to roll around. And there were some few other things that are known in these days as teams of horses were being